It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Ron and Anian.
What this means in everyday English? You take your car into the repair shop. You try to get a software update. There's a bug. It's not allowing the software to complete its job. And it's basically going to make the car worse.
The Car Doctor.
I've had my car. No, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Got it in 1962.
Wow.
I've had it ever since 1962. It's in mint condition, and we are very proud of it as part of the family.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You know, I was thinking about that 38 Chevy. That was the farmer from, I think it was Iowa, right? Or Idaho last week. And I was thinking about that 38 Chevy that he's got in the family since 1962. Do you think 40 years from now, anybody's going to call this radio show? Let me think about this question now. Okay, maybe this is a little exploratory. They're going to call this radio show, and whoever's sitting in this chair at that time, hopefully it's me, is going to be sitting here talking about, well, I bought this 2020 Camry, and I've got, it's not going to happen. Just food for thought. It's like, look at how cars have changed, right? They used to be part of the family. Now it's 5 years old, throw it out, get another one. I don't get it. Anyway, this is the Car Doctor. My name is Ron Anani, and 855-560-9900. Let's get over to line one and talk to Joe and see what's going on here. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, just wanted to pick your brain and see what you thought about these new Kia Souls, the little mouse mobiles. My daughter really likes them, and
yeah, the kids like those cars. Yeah, they like those cars. I guess they're cute, you know. They're kind of like the Barbie doll of this generation, the Barbie car. You know, and they're decent cars, Kia and Hyundai. The only thing I can tell you about it, you know, that makes me a little nervous is What year is this, like a 12, a 13?
She was looking at a 16.
Okay.
And it was, yeah.
Just ask them, she's buying it from the dealer used, is it pre-certified or anything?
Not pre-certified, that's a little bit out of her budget.
Okay.
But it is used from a dealer. She was looking at one from a dealer and then one from just a, you know, a used car, a dealer second.
Right. And what's the price difference, price point?
Well, the dealer hits you with a bunch of fees that's really hard for me to swallow for.
Right.
The independent place was probably $2,000 less by the time you factor in all those fees.
Okay.
It scared me a little bit because I saw that they are GDI engines.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Joe? You're not going to get away from that. It's like start-stop technology. You're just not going to get away from that anymore either. Not that these are. But are both cars similar in mileage and cost factor?
Well, one had 90,000, and it was a little nicer. It had, like, the 2-liter engine.
Right.
The one from the dealer that was lower mileage had the – it was, you know, the it didn't have the nice wheels. It had the 1.6 in it, but about 30,000 miles different. So that's why I was wondering if a Kia with 100,000 miles, is it pretty worn out, or do you think it has some good life left to
it? I always buy mileage, Joe. I would take the car with the lesser mileage in a heartbeat. Now, one thing I want you to...
Even if they were going like 10,000 miles between oil changes on the Carfax and stuff?
Well, let me say this about that. There's an issue going on Kia and Hyundai's. All right. I've seen it with the 12s, the 13s, the 14s. I haven't seen it on the newer ones yet. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You've got to do some research and find out, are these the engines that are failing that Kia and Hyundai are replacing under extended warranty? Because overall, I think they're decent cars. They're cheap cars. She's not going to have the car. She's not going to have the car but 3 years. At that point, it'll be, you know, it'll be 8 years old, 9 years old, and they don't last the duration. I haven't seen one hit the 15-year mark. I know somebody's going to write in there, I got a 15-year-old Kia. Good, you're the one. you know, lucky you. So we'll make a monument for it. But I think that, you know, I would buy mileage. And I would also ask her, who does she think is going to work on this? Because one of the things we always have to remember, and with young people, we have to teach them that you're not just buying a car, you're buying a lifestyle. And you can't be flip about it. You can't say, well, I'll just take it to the oil change place and anybody can work on it. No, anybody can't work on anything anymore. It's becoming a very, you know, exclusive market in the world today, that what we work on is what we're tooled for in the repair shop and scan tools and diagnostics and all that. So, you know, is this car going to college, Joe? Is that the idea? Is she going to high school with it or what?
Yeah, she's kind of going to college about 8 hours away, so it wouldn't be something I'm glad you said that. That was going to be something I asked, was that as an independent shop, are they pretty easy to work on? Or I'd like her to probably go to an independent rather than the dealer.
Right. And part of this conversation has to be centered around the fact now she's got to be 8 hours away and she's got to find somebody she trusts, and the car's got 90,000 miles on it. Joe, that's a recipe for disaster. All right. That's
on a Kia.
Yeah. On anything. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster. Yeah, I think, you know, listen, if Joe wants to let her buy the 90,000-mile Kia and he's ready to assume that when they call up in 10,000 miles and the trans blew up, okay, we'll pay to fix it. That's the gamble. But if you're trying to hedge your bets, you got to buy mileage. Anything can go wrong with anything, but mileage and condition. You know, if they're both the same condition and they were going 10,000 miles in between oil changes, as long as the dealership is going to give you some kind of a guarantee, they're giving you a guarantee with it?
Not a great one.
Well, what's
you know,
the...
Like
okay,
three,
so
3 months or something.
All right, what's the used car dealer giving you?
I mean, whatever the statement. I guess they have to warranty it for like 3 months too or something.
Well, don't think. No, make sure you get it in writing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, Joe, let me ask you this question. Let me be the Dutch uncle here, all right? So what's your daughter's first name?
Gracie.
So listen, Joe, we're sending Gracie to college, right? She's 8 hours away. 8 hours has to translate into what? What is she, 500, 600 miles away?
Yeah, 500.
Okay. So, Joe, your arm doesn't reach that far. All right? Not knowing your financial condition, wouldn't it pay for Dad to give her a little bit of dough now and get her into a nicer car with less mileage? Let her pay the bulk of the down payment and the monthly payment, and have Pop just help her out a little bit, kind of motivate her along, right? Because it's going to be less aggravation for you, and it's going to keep Gracie safer. And that's what this is about. That's really what
yeah,
it
comes, I get that.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, you know? One thing, and I really believe this with all my heart, man, is, you know what? We can't teach kids enough about how to properly maintain a car and how to be safe in a car. Because you look at the fatalities and you look at the things that go wrong, and especially with girls, all right? Now, girls can get flat tires, but girls' cars can break down. You know what, Joe? If your car broke down and you got a flat, I got to say it like this. No creep's going to come along and bother you. But a young
I'm a good-looking guy.
Well, you never know, but I mean, you get my point. A young girl on the side of the road? You know, is this her first car that she's driving?
Yeah, so why I was she doesn't take great care of things, you know? So
well, but not taking great care of things can't turn into I'm going to let the kid back herself into a corner and really, you know, have an issue. So part of what this has to be is everybody's got to grow up. Everybody's got to put on their boots one leg at a time and pick themselves up by their straps at some point. And part of this conversation has to also be Gracie. Dad's going to help you. There's a mom. Mom and dad are going to help you, et cetera. But this is what we need back. And lay it out on a piece of paper. Let me give you a little piece of fatherly advice, brother to brother here, okay? Lay it out on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Make her sign it. This is what we agreed to. And this is what we expect from you. You're going to college. This isn't Party City. If it's Party City, you'll be home in 6 months. All right? You're going to get an education, not party. And we expect you to take reasonable care of the car. It's just, it's just kind of how it works out. And one last thing before I let you go. The day she brings the car home, take the air out of one of the tires and explain to her how to change a flat. Or just explain to her how to change a flat. All my kids came home. They were all thrilled. Hey, I got my license. I'm going out. They'd come back in. They go, my car's got a flat. Yeah, how'd that happen? And they sat down, got the owner's manual out, and they all read about how to change a flat. And they all know. All my kids can change a flat on the side of the road. Because girls' cars get flat tires just like boys' cars get flat tires. And there's creeps out there for everybody. All right?
Yeah, I really appreciate you, Ron.
You're welcome, Joe. You take good care, and I hope you make the right decisions. It sounds like you will. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, coming back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor. Let's get over to Brett in Pennsylvania, 05 Chevy Avalanche. Brett, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for your show.
You're welcome, sir. What can I do for you?
I have a 2005 Chevy Avalanche, and usually about within an hour into my drive, I get a message that says transmission hot.
Okay.
And the local transmission guys can't figure out what the problem is.
Are you towing with it? You know, are you towing a trailer when it happens?
Nope.
So you can duplicate it, but it takes an hour's ride to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, my questions are, and is it consistent? Is it consistently an hour?
It's happened it's happened about six or seven times.
Okay. And, you know, no check engine light.
I don't normally drive very far. But.
Right. No check engine light, no running issues with it. The trans seems to operate normal.
The check engine light's on all the time. And my mechanic said it's because it has 163,000 miles on it. It just keeps coming back on.
Really?
I don't know.
That's his answer?
Oh. Yeah.
Brett, how old are you?
I'll be 50.
Okay. Brett, you know, you're 50. Your elbow is going to start to lock up, and you won't be able to tilt it when you get to the bar to have the next beer, and unfortunately, that's just the way it's going to be. Would you accept that answer?
No, that's why I'm calling you.
Right, yeah, it's, you know. So if a mechanic, and I don't care whether it's your mechanic, the guy, the next caller's mechanic, or the guy three towns over or seven states away, if a mechanic says the check engine light's on because the car is old and that's just the way it's going to be, blanket statement, universal law, the guy's an idiot, all right? He doesn't know what he's talking about. There's always a reason. There's a reason your elbow doesn't bend. There's a reason the check engine light's on. Now, the right answer might be, hey, Brett, the check engine light's on because it needs seven things and it's going to be expensive to fix and the parts are worn out because it's got 163,000 miles on it. That's an okay answer. But it's not okay, but it's at least it's an explanation. You get my point. So,
yes.
I want to know, what codes are there? Do I have a trans temp fault? Do I have a coolant temp fault? Because our first issue is, do we have a real problem or is the truck lying to us? All right? Listen, you've already proved by your own admission, the truck will operate. You got to get a little lecture here, okay? Just don't take it personal. You already know the truck will operate by virtue of a check engine light being on and it still moves, right? So now I've got a broken truck. The truck's saying, hey, check engine light on. I've got a couple of codes. I've got one code, whatever I've got. Still drive the truck. But what if that was a shorted trans temp sensor or a coolant sensor circuit fault? Okay? Do this. You got a pencil and paper, Brett? I'll give you a real quick test I want your mechanic to do. Let's see if he can do this. All right? You ready?
Okay.
This is what I want him to do. This is what I want you to think about. I want him to take a scan tool. All right. First of all, I want him to pull all the codes. I want him to tell you what the codes are. All right. And then you can call me back and tell me if we got to talk about this further. But how about we look at engine coolant temperature on a scan tool? If you have one, do it yourself. Look at engine coolant temp. All right. Typical engine coolant temp on these trucks is going to run somewhere between 195 and 225. All right. You should see trans temp close to engine temp. All right. If you see engine temp at 195 and you see trans temp at 235, all right, Yeah, and then we've got a restriction. Maybe we got to talk about a cooler that's getting bound up or restricted. Maybe we've got tired fluid. Maybe we've got a filter problem. Something's raising, actually physically raising the level of that trans fluid. My question is it real or is it made up? I need to know. And that's part of what my diagnosis would entail. So that's why I want to look at coolant temp and trans temp. How far apart or how close are they? And that's really easy to do. This generation GM vehicle has had more than a few problems with, you ready for this? You're going to love this word, intermittent faulty trans temp sensors that falsely report problems that aren't there. Now, I'm not saying change the trans temp sensor. I'm not saying it needs a trans. I'm not saying it needs anything. I'm just offering you the idea that there's a simple way to look for that. All right? If we see trans temp at 300 degrees and coolant temp at 200 degrees, and I can put my hand on the bottom of the transmission and it's warm and uncomfortable but not scalding, guess what? The trans temp sensor is lying, right? Now, if I can do that with a thermal imager or some kind of a heat gun, it's a little easier on my hands, and Mrs. Brett will appreciate that my hands aren't burnt when he gives her a hug, all right?
I don't have a Mrs. Brett.
Well, okay. you get the point, okay? Might help you get
a
Mrs.
Yeah, I get the point.
You know, if your hands are all beat up, brother, that might be the problem. I can make this the love doctor, all right? But you get the point. You know where I'm coming from, all right?
Right.
So let's go look at that. Now, let's assume, dangerous word, assume, you have to say it like that the issue here is real, that it really is overheating, all right? Now the question becomes why? I need to know what the temperature actually is, so maybe the mechanic has to drive it. And I'm always blown away by this. Maybe I'm weird. I don't know. You know, I tell this story all the time. People are probably tired of hearing it. I've got an 04 Chevy Suburban. I think it just turned 73,000 miles on it. I never drive my own vehicle because I'm always driving somebody else's vehicle because it does something weird. So why can't this mechanic or one of the mechanics or the mechanic at the trans shop, Brett, can say, hey, dude, take my truck for 2 days. Take it home. Use it as the runaround vehicle. If you have to take a half-hour ride somewhere, drive my vehicle. Have a scan tool on it, right? Look at the temp. What do you notice? Okay? If we assume that it's real, why is it real? At this mileage, is the trend starting to fail? Is it starting to wear out? Do I have a restricted cooler problem, right? Trans fluid gets run through a trans cooler that has to dissipate heat and cool. Do you have a radiator issue? All right. Does the trans cooler go through the radiator? Could the radiator have restriction? Could engine temperature be slightly high, elevating trans temperature? There's a lot of factors to look at. And last, the last thing I want you to think about, and this one's easy. This one you can do just as soon as you get off the phone. Go out and look at the front of the truck. You know, does it look like it's missing any of the lower valance or air dams that direct air up into the radiator area where the trans cooler is? Okay? We've got cases, and it happens all the time. Something falls off. We hit a snowbank. Something gets damaged. And all of a sudden, airflow doesn't go the way the GM engineer wanted it to go. And all of a sudden, that vehicle is starting to overheat or something runs hot and out of kilter. So you got a bunch of things to go look at. If they want to hear this again, tell them to go look up Ron Anini and the Car Doctor podcast. You're down around the bottom of the second hour on today's date, and they can listen to the whole thing again. And if he has any comments about my comments, have him call me. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor. You know, next weekend is Father's Day, I think. Yeah, it is, right. And so two things. Number one, next weekend we'll be going to giving away a $25 gift card for O'Reilly Auto Parts. So you can call in, and it's going to be up to Tom to decide who wins that. He'll come up with some sort of measurement. And maybe next weekend, Tom's been on my case. He wants to hear the story again about how I got on radio. We won't do that. Maybe we'll hear the story about fixing my father-in-law's Maserati, because that's a good story for Father's Day. That's you guys have already heard my father's stories a million times, but I don't think I've told that story about working on the Duke's yellow Maserati and what that became. So we'll talk about that next weekend. So, Tom, you remind me of that. Let's get over to Chuck in Maine, 93 Camry wagon, and some overheating after an oil change. Chuck, what happened? It was so simple. You just took it in for an oil change. Now it's broken. What's going on?
I guess things happen.
Yeah. What is this? Is this a V6 Camry wagon?
It is a V6, yeah, 3 liter.
Okay. And go ahead. You took it in for an oil change, and right afterwards it just started to overheat?
Well, my daughter took it in. I bought this for her. Things got roughly like 41,000 miles. Came out of Tennessee, as I understand, is like almost no rust, if any, on this vehicle anywhere.
Right.
And so I needed to do something for her, and I happened to come across this, and it sounded like it was a pretty decent vehicle. Took it for a ride down the road at 65 miles an hour, and I was weaving back and forth, and I was actually surprised at how well it tracked.
Right, right. They're nice cars. So, they really are. I remember.
Well, I thought it was. So yeah. Everything seems to be going well. She takes it home, because I'm southern Maine, and she's up around Bangor right now. So she takes the thing home, driving around for a few weeks, and goes to get some oil change, and made it about halfway home, and the thing was overheating. So I'm being told that when you take some of these caps off, that you might get air in the system, and of course, air doesn't prove to be a very good coolant.
Right. Well, let's back up a second. They took the radiator cap off. Why?
Well, it seems like these oil change places, they love to get into everything. They're trying to see if they can sell you something, I think.
Okay.
So I think they probably had every cap in that thing off.
All right.
But my understanding is the cap that is like the, I don't know, I've heard some people now call it engine cap. Some it's like water outlet cap, but it's not the one that's on top of the radiator.
Right. It's the one that's actually on the neck above the middle of the engine.
Okay.
Right.
So is there a specific name for that cap?
Well, yeah, to me it's a radiator cap, but I get it. They some places call it a coolant cap. It's the coolant entry point. I'll put it to you that way. It's the only way you put coolant in the system, because the radiator's sealed. But I have to tell you, taking that cap off, you know, unless you drain the system down, unless you did some cooling system work, you're not going to induce enough oxygen in the system at all to create an overheat. If there was coolant up to the bottom of the neck when they took the cap off and there's coolant up to the bottom of the neck after they put the cap back on, that's not the issue. This car has a hydraulic cooling fan. It's not an electric cooling fan. This car works a little bit different. Do we know if the cooling fan is coming on? And if so, does it ever come on and run at high speed? When the engine's overheating, that cooling fan should be screaming. You know, you should be able to hear that run or be able to see it run if you lifted the hood.
Well, my question is I understood there were two fans on this because I've only seen the inside of the engine once and right. I haven't seen it now for weeks.
Right.
But my understanding is that the fans that my daughter sees, they come on as soon as she starts up the motor.
So the fans are running all the time.
That is a possibility, and I wondered about that.
If the fans are truly running all the time, that sounds like an issue.
Okay.
So maybe, just trying to be the Dutch uncle here, that's a good word I'm using today, I don't know why, but maybe this was just was the coincidence. This was, we took it in for an oil change, there's really an underlying issue, and it happened to be a case of, well, these guys touched it last, they must have broke it, but that's not really happened. And I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just trying to be the outsider. So,
right. Well, I haven't tried to blame it on them, so.
You know, you know what? And I think as human beings, where, you know, there's an emotional factor with auto repair. And I've said this for 45 years. I can fix just about any car, but fixing the inside of somebody's head is tougher. You know, and everybody's got to be open-minded, and let's get to the bottom of it. People always say, you know, what are you going to do about it? I don't know. I got to get to the bottom of it and figure out what's wrong first. You know, if it's something that happened as a result of a part we put on the car, yeah, of course we'll take care of it. But if it's not related to it, then we're going to talk about it. You know, I try to be fair to both sides. I treat people the way, and that's the way it's got to be. That's whether you're buying a steak in a restaurant or getting your car fixed or, you know, stopping at a fast food place, right? You get it, and you're like that. You're not an unreasonable guy. I can tell.
I try not to be.
Well, yeah. Listen, we can't go through life angry because it tends to shorten our lives, right? It's not good for us. It beats us up inside. I want to know, are the cooling fans working correctly? You know, I can tell you that the coolant temp sensor for the fans have a habit of going bad, and if the system has incorrect input or no input from the temp sensor, it will put the fans into default and they'll run all the time. Now, that won't make it overheat. It shouldn't. But do I have another problem?
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have the car there, do you? It's up by her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like about 4 hours from me.
So does she have a mechanic up there?
Yes.
Okay. So before we panic, all right, what have you said to the oil change guys? Anything?
Nothing at this point.
Okay. Why don't we get it diagnosed? You know, take it to her mechanic. Listen, tell him the story. You know, maybe the guy in the oil change place, maybe he caught a connector and popped the connector off. Maybe, you know, maybe something got lodged into the fan blade and the motor's trying to turn and it's stuck against something. And, you know, and I've seen all kinds of weird things. You know, we actually had... I'll tell you a story about a car doctor mistake. You ready? And you don't hear this often. And you've never heard this one before because I haven't told it in years, and it just dawned on me. Probably the better part of 30 years ago, I had a new mechanic starting. And he was with me. Mark was with me probably 2 years. Young kid. And we were working on a Toyota Celica. And he left the rag on top of the radiator support. All right? And he didn't make the mental note. You know, I tend to be like a doctor, no pun intended. If I put something down, I remember I put it there, and then I always go back looking for it so I can account for it. He was running the car because he had put a radiator in it. And radiator ran, fans ran, everything seemed to be right. Button the car up, let it go. Customer starts driving over the George Washington Bridge the next day. They picked it up. They lived local. Starts driving over the GW Bridge. The car's sitting in traffic. The car starts to overheat. calls me up, says, Ron, something's wrong. Yeah, no problem. His name was Ron also. Ron, bring it back. Let me see what's going on. You know, bad part, something go wrong. The reg was jammed into the fan. When the fan came on, it sucked the fan. The fan worked so well, it sucked the reg off the top of the radiator support, pulled it into the fan assembly. It either shut off or drove like that for a little while, and then eventually worked its way up to the point where it got wedged between the blade and the housing, and it stopped. It still worked. I put a fan motor in the car just because I wasn't sure. Mark learned a valuable lesson. You know, I always told him that's the, always make sure the patient doesn't jingle after you're done doing surgery. Always account for your tools and whatever you used on the job, you know. But it happens. It's human error. It wasn't malicious. It wasn't intentional. Ron was a customer for another 15, 18 years till he retired and moved to Florida. Things happen. Things go wrong. So let's find out what's wrong first. Let's let the mechanic diagnose it. Common failures on this is the coolant temp sensor, once in a while a fan module. But, you know, maybe it's as simple as they were doing an oil change and something got unclipped, unplugged, and it's going to be, and we're done. And then again, maybe the radiator is at the boiling point where the radiator is so old, it's got so much crud in it, maybe it's just time, you know? And I get it. It wasn't like that before you took it in for the oil change, but the 2 days prior before the oil change was the temperature 60 degrees, and the day of the oil change, it went to 85, and she was driving home, and all of a sudden, now it's overheating.
Right.
There's 100 things this could be. We're only at two. All right.
So one of my other questions would be, where can I get some reliable part numbers for like this water outlet cap or whatever they call it, and the radiator cap, and even an overflow tank?
Take a look.
Any of this stuff has to be replaced.
Jump online and take a look at Motorrad. MOTO. Rad, motorrad.com, I believe, is the website, or just Google Motorrad. Motorrad makes OE-like quality, very good stuff, caps, thermostats, and they've got a lot of information on their website, and you can probably look it up right there, either by illustration or by application. All right, motorrad.com. Do that. That doesn't work. Call me back, but I'm sure you'll find it. And call me back anyway, Chuck. I'm kind of curious what made the overheat. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Let's get over and talk to David in Kentucky. David, how can I help today?
Hey, Ron. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, sir.
Thanks for taking
my
call.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome. How are you?
Good, good. My main question today, I'm 24 years old. I'm a newer car owner. I have a Terrain that I've had for about three and a half years now. I put a lot of mileage on it. I do a lot of traveling, so I've gone from 25,000 miles up to 142 in just under, you know, 3.5 years.
Wow.
So I was just calling in.
Yeah.
I do a lot of traveling.
It's a lot of driving, bro.
Yes, sir. So my big question is, obviously, being somewhat of a newer car owner, I've never had any problems with the Terrain. It's worked great. I had an engine flush and transmission flushed about 75,000-mile mark. So I'm just kind of asking to you, really, what kind of things do I need to pay attention to, maybe some maintenance things I need to do to really keep her running great?
Okay.
Because I know I'm going to be paying on her for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
at least.
Sure.
So,
yeah, no, I get it. Obviously, the basics always start with filters. You know, you're doing oil changes. When was the last time it had an air filter? When was the last time it had a cabin filter? Typically, and it sort of depends on the environment and the climate that you're driving in, but you'll see, you know, some places you'll see air filters in 15,000 miles. You'll see air filters in 30. The important thing to consider is, you know, if you change one, change the other. If your vehicle has a cabin air filter, change that when you change the air filter, because the car is breathing the same air, dirty air as the cabin and vice versa. So you can always tell by looking at the two. Cabin and air filters are important. Spark plugs. Everybody forgets about spark plugs. And part of the reason is because the cars run so well today. The ignition systems are so efficient. You know, ever put plugs in your car, David?
Personally, I have not.
Okay. So, you know, if you've had the car since, what mileage did you buy the car at?
25,000.
Right. So you've got, you know, you're at the 150 mark. You're probably 50,000 miles overdue spark plug life, or suggested spark plug life. Now, I also say you have to look. Car manufacturers are funny. I've seen plugs be required at 100. I've seen them be required at 120. I've even seen 150. But regardless, if it is 150, you're right there. If it's 100 or 120, you're late. So a set of plugs will definitely help. The fact that it's not causing any issues yet, you don't want to wait until it's a problem, all right? Because the system can compensate and, you know, overcompensate for worn parts. So spark plugs, filters. Obviously, fluids, drive line. If it's wet, if it's liquid, and it hasn't been changed in the last 4 or 5 years, based on the mileage you're doing, change it all. Trans, differential, you know, if this is an all-wheel drive, front axle, rear axle, whatever combination or level of vehicle this is or your next one is, you always want to think about fluids. All fluids wear out. I don't care what a manufacturer says. Manufacturers are trying to sell cars. That's where marketing departments come in for the car that never breaks or needs anything. Real world, that's another story, all right? And then last, think about fuel system maintenance. A good bottle of a good fuel system cleaner. Berryman is one of the top fuel system cleaners on the market today. BerrymanProducts.com. A can of the Hest high energy solvent technology in the tank at the oil change or at a fill up once a month is a great thing to do. And then Berryman also makes a fuel injection cleaner kit that a mechanic can use or you can do in the driveway that'll do a formal carbon cleaning. Carbon deposits are death to the engines today. And doing a carbon cleaning, I've got a real great how I fixed a car with a carbon clean story. Maybe I'll tell that next week. I won't have time this week. But you get it. Carbon cleaning is part of it. All right? Bottom line is, it's just basic maintenance. It's not hard to do. It's just common sense. And the thing is, we all fall under the trap of my car doesn't need anything. It's running good. You're actually being proactive, and I find the proactive drivers are the ones that drive the car the longest with the least amount of problems. Just one word of caution, try and get a mechanic on a consistent basis to work on it. One cook in the kitchen usually goes a long way. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back, Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. Let's get out to Facebook. We're looking at the Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor Facebook page. Bob writes in, "Hey, Ron, what's your feeling on purchasing a low-mileage previous rental car from Hertz or any of the reputable rental agencies? Many end up hitting the dealership's pre-owned inventory anyway, so purchasing directly from Hertz seems like a good purchase option. Many have under 30,000 miles and are a transferable warranty. Do you have any thoughts?" Bob, I got lots of thoughts. And one of them is that this can work out to be a very good deal. Again, it really depends on the vehicle. Okay, you want to be sure of what you're buying. You want to have a mechanic check it out. The fact that it's got a warranty on it is excellent, because if there is something calamitous that's going to happen, you're covered. Here's the downside, and this is the I don't know part. All right, people, from my experience, from my perspective, from my seat, can be harder on a rental. You know, the attitude is, hey, it's not mine. I'm just trying to get from A to B. I don't really care. And while they can't shortchange the maintenance because the rental agency does do the maintenance, Hertz, Enterprise, Avis, all of them, they're all excellent on their maintenance. They will do maintenance by the book, per se. They can't account for who's driving it and how they're driving it. All right? So you've always got that as an issue, as a possibility. Of course, that can happen with any used car. So count on the maintenance, count on the fact that, you know, they took proper care of it, and just hope that the universe brings you a good one. But I would definitely say it's something to look into. I appreciate the question, Bob. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Thanks for stopping by this time. Till the next time, every time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.